Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, Fridays at this time, we normally welcome our local talent to studio, to the Friday Music Club, of course, from across the region, and to essentially take advantage of this platform and expose their talent. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Jacques Barnes, better known as JB. JB, welcome to the Friday Music Club.
It's great to be here, Casey.
Fantastic. Let me start with the basics. Who is Jacques Barnes, the man behind the music, behind the rap music?
Okay. So, basically, JB is just a person that is full of belief and wants to be a motivation, inspiration to this and the next generation. That has always been my goal and my dream, basically. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. That's for a fact. So, why I started this in the first place is to just show people that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a community where, you know, it's drugs, it's violence, it's shooting, it's killing, it's a whole lot of negativity. But I wanted to show them that you can make something of your life. It doesn't always just have to go the negative way. There is positive things to do all day.
I can relate. I'm from the same hood.
Amen.
You featured in a few local movies as well and documentaries. Yes. Tell us about your TV stints.
Okay, so I've had the privilege of working with one of the greatest, Justin Oliphant.
Mm.
Very great guy, humble, down to earth, very motivational. Like, he gave me an opportunity, you know. He looked at me and he was like, this guy has, you know, potential. So I he's like one of the greatest inspirations from me growing up in the industry. Like, I could always go to him and be like, Justin, look, I'm facing this thing right now.
Yeah.
He'll be like, give me advice. And, like, I would always give credit to him wherever, because he's played such a huge role in my life. Like, I was part of the endangered species.
Yeah.
Where we did, like, courses. And, like, whenever there was something coming up, he would be like, JB, yeah, man, I think this would fit you perfectly. So I just want to say thank you to him, and like, he made a major impact.
Well,
in my life.
Well, you've got a certificate in filmmaking
and
script writing.
It's all thanks to him. Absolutely. He gave me that opportunity, and I'm grateful for that.
He's definitely one of our, you know, people of stature within the northern areas and the community at large.
Just
absolutely.
Like that.
Rap music, that is your forte. How would you describe rap music, or your the evolution of rap music?
Okay, so I am a Eminem guy.
Okay.
Believe it or not. But Eminem has influenced me quite some bit. Obviously, I think that he has influenced a lot of rappers, up and coming, or whatever the case may be. But for me, I was just listening to Cleaning Up My Closet one day.
Yeah.
I was young, more like 10, 11, whatever. So it just stuck to me, and I kept playing the song over and over and over, and it's like, okay, I had an epiphany moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can do this. So I started writing. I was obviously whack back in the day.
Okay.
Anyway, started writing. And then as I grew older, I developed like I can actually do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually do this. So the more I started writing, the more I started rapping, the better I became at it. So after a while, like, we ended up doing our own shows.
Yeah.
We ended up performing around PE, the local areas, whatever. Whenever there's a event going, they would get in the local artists, you know. And also, I want to send a shout out to Christopher Moss. He also helped me a lot, just like Justin Oliphant. He also impacted my rap career in the Coast and Shoreville area, because whenever there would be an event, he would always touch me to be like, JB, yeah, we've got this event. I want you to be part of it. Like, knowing that people have so much belief in your talent and your...
Yeah.
Like, he's not just going to be like, okay, no, let's just get some random... He'll be like, you know what, because I trust you on this one. We performed at the Calvin Stadium once. It was a lot of people. So he's obviously going to be like, okay, no, I have to get someone that I can trust you that. So, yeah... Shout out to Christopher Moss.
JB, I'd like to talk about you and a message to the youth
Yes.
Within the Algoa country. Normally rap music, it's got, you know, it has a negative connotation in terms of what it purports out there. Mm. What message do you have for the youth in Algoa country in general?
Okay, so the message that I have for the youth would be that, like, it doesn't matter what times you are facing right now. Whether it be like you are doubting yourself, or you don't believe in yourself, or mm-hmm. you're feeling down, or like, let me tell you that if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything, and with God on your side, let me tell you, I'm a huge believer in God. I don't care who says what.
Sure,
I can be hated for what I'm saying right now, but I'm a huge fan of God, and without God by my side, I can't do anything, because nothing is possible without Him. I wouldn't be sitting here with Casey right now if it was not my belief in God that one day I will sit with Casey.
Amen.
So,
know, it's like it sounds like my midweek motivation we posted online the other day. Before we get into your single, tell us about your song we're featuring this afternoon. Visualize, and how many singles do you have under your belt?
Okay, I actually have quite a few. I've got quite a few that I've released, and then I've got quite a few that I still have to release as well. I've got like 10 that is released at the moment.
Wow.
10 singles.
You've been working hard.
Yes, I have. I've been grinding. And then I've got quite a few that's coming up, and that's exclusive right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signed to a label in Pretoria.
Wow.
Yes, YD Productions. Shout out to YD Productions. Like, they basically gave me an opportunity to, like, I needed help. I was a solo artist all these years, and then my cousin was just like, look here, bro, I've got the label. Just come sign, and then, you know, we'll take care of the rest. So, yeah, he's really, shout out to EJ, he's really helped me a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is...
The track Visualize.
No, Visualize is my brother, Ibo.
Okay.
Ibo the legend, he produced that track for me. Shout out to Ibo as well. From Blow Up Entertainment, I'll mention it in the track.
Sure.
JB from Blow Up Entertainment. So me, him, and my other brother, we were basically like in a group back in the day. That was like early 2012, 2013, there around. Like, we made waves around Shorter Course then.
Sure.
We were like literally local celebrities, basically. So, yeah, those were the days. Like, people still come to me and they're like, how's it going with Blow Up Entertainment and, you know, all that.
We got to start somewhere.
Of course. So,
right,
yeah, JB. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to have come across people that helped me path the way to, you know,
to where you are at
exactly.
this stage.
Amen.
All right. Do you have any social media handles? How can we get hold of your music, etc.?
Okay. You can find me on Facebook at Jacques Barnes. And then I'm also on TikTok. Jacques Barnes. You can find me on YouTube, Jacques Barnes as well. That's basically it.
Oh, there we go. Jacques Barnes, JB. Thank you so much. I almost said JB, thank you so much for joining me in the Friday Music Club. And here's to success going forward, my brother.
Amen.
I'll go with country. This is JB now with a track called Visualize.
This is JB. I'm straight from Blow Up in the Tank. Yo,
yeah.
So what's the visualize?
Visualize
the future. The goals.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.